It's the award-winning Midwest Race Report with Dan the Voice Diker, Billy Doc Niles, and Paul the Penguin Reichert on Bog Country 101.3 and AM 1460, brought to you by Big Boar Barbecue, Highway 16, West Salem, by FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier for Dan, Doc, and Paul, by Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells, and by TACU, Toma Area Credit Union, making a difference every day. Now here's Dan, Doc, and Paul with today's report.
Good afternoon, race fans. It is Saturday. That means it's time for the Midwest Race Report. And a lot of racing going on, not only here at the La Crosse Speedway, but throughout the Midwest. At least some of those racetracks that are fortunate enough to get racing in. But we've got a big one coming up at La Crosse tonight. I'm the Voice Radio man, Dan Diker, along with me, Billy Doc Niles, and Paul the Penguin Reichert. Man, I've been all over the place this week. Tuesday was phenomenal up at Kaukauna, man.
Dude, I'm surprised you have a voice left because, you know, last night at Doma and then Tuesday night. How you doing, buddy?
Doing good, just a little sleepy. Got some good rest in today for the program and getting ready for a 220 lappers at the La Crosse Speedway tonight. They ran out of beer on lap 180 at Kaukauna.
No!
Tonight.
Oh,
my goodness. I think they ran out of food as well.
Well, if you saw the size of that crowd, that was incredible. You're getting huge crowds for races. You know, La Crosse had the big, you know, what, 5,000-plus last week. You know, and then you had the stands full Tuesday night at Kaukauna and, you know, Toma and Mississippi Thunder. This area racing is hot right now in this area.
You know, the most interesting thing that and I was up with Kevin Ramsell for some of the races, but I wasn't announcing, so I was just doing the radio stuff. And of course, on today's show, you're going to hear from Ty Majeski, you're going to hear from Caden Lapsevich, you're going to hear from Paul Schaefer, you're going to hear from Rich Bickle, you're going to hear from Justin Mondyke.
Levon
Vandergeest. One of the most interesting things is as we were standing there, as they did the driver introductions, not a lot of people were at Kaukauna Tuesday night for Kyle Busch.
No. Did they boo?
Well, it was a mixture, but Ty, that's his backyard, so he got ultra fast Casey Johnson. I mean, there was probably 10 names out of the 30 that were announced that had better applause than Kyle Busch did.
Well, you got to figure Kyle went last Sunday after his accident, and I'm sure that didn't endear him to very many fans after that. So it was great to have him there, and it was great to see him race. But dude did not do himself any favors last Sunday.
I do have to thank Johnny and Courtney Sauter. Courtney got a hold of me last week, and I went down and had a nice conversation with Johnny Sauter, and I garnered one of the new Sauter racing shirts that they have out there, which is pretty cool because it's got his super late in the top and his Gander Mountain truck on the bottom.
Where's the interview? Didn't turn the tape recorder on, did you?
Well, it was kind of hard because so if you're looking down on the racetrack, he was in the farthest stall.
Oh, right where all the noise was.
Right where turn one and two is, and that's also the entrance road, so there was no way I could do it beforehand.
Okay.
Excuse me. And then we had a good little bit of a chat as some of those super late models were tuning up. Derek Krause was, I don't know, about five or six spots down from him. Wanted to say hi to the radio show. He gets a chance to listen when he's up here in the Wisconsin area. He has had it because he asked me, well, you guys have this Magnum.media, so I can't listen to the tuning app. Yes, you can.
Yes,
it's still
can.
On the tuning
it's
app.
It's still there. Even though each individual station has their own app now, you can still listen on the tuning app. So that's what I do. So I love the tuning app.
It was great to see all those drivers out there. Mid-season form for a lot of them. I was really upset that Bubba Pollard did not finish where I thought he was going to.
Definitely not a Bubba. There, I sound better now.
He was in no contention at all throughout the day.
Bubba was pretty much horrible from what I understand when he got off the trailer. Didn't qualify very well, didn't run very well in the LCQ, and, you know, didn't run very well in the race, so. Definitely something, if you know Bubba, you know he's going to want to come back, and he's going to come back with a vengeance next year.
Nine times he's won, Paul, at tracks that he's never raced at.
Mm-hmm.
That is a crazy number if you stop and think about that.
Yeah, that is an interesting number there to see him race at tracks. And he's been running tracks up to north here, but where he says he really loves the fans and wishes that we're like that down in the south.
And that kind of leads me into Levon Vandergeest. Levon Vandergeest had never driven Kokana before. He practiced there last year, but then he got rained out.
Mm.
So he had never actually had a race under his belt there. The kid goes out, qualifies fastest, and then gets a top three on a track he's never been at before. Tell me he doesn't have some workhorses in his stable helping him out.
Yeah, well, you know, his dad, Jay, and then you got the Wyckoff brothers. Lots of knowledge and feature wins right there. So they've raced all over the Midwest. They know pretty much how to set up a car and get it to the front. Hey, we got to thank our 2020 sponsors this year for being partners with the show. Big Boar Barbecue, voted number one in La Crosse County yet again, and, of course, their catering is phenomenal. TACU Credit Union, sponsors of the six-shooters at Tomas Sparta Speedway. J&L Collectibles.
And by the way,
yes,
they have a contest going on right now. They want to know what you're doing over the summer. They want you to email them your individual or family summer pictures, and they're going to post those when they get the all the pictures in. Then it's going to go to Facebook. The most likes is going to get the top three. They've got three cash prizes.
Nice. What's your Rona racing routine? There you go.
So obviously mine are going to be nothing but racing because I don't do anything else.
So that is J&L Collectibles. Also, NorthstarCustoms.com, FansArena.com. They supply us with all the threads that we got. Midwest Racing Connection, the Midwest's number one racing paper. Dell's Raceway Park, going to have another big night tonight. We'll get you all caught up with them here at the end of the segment, or at the end of the show this afternoon. And thank you all for being proud, proud sponsors of our 2020 show.
All right, get this program rolling. We have a lot to
you
get
too.
To today.
What are you doing? Oh, my goodness. Hey, we got Ty Majeski.
I'm bringing back some great humor from Kokana for Paul.
Ty Majeski, Caden
Lapson. We already said all that. We're just going to let people sit back, strap in, and put on their headgear. We're going to take them on a trip throughout the atmosphere.
All right, let's get this show started.
Midwest Race Report right here in Bog Country, 101.3 AM 1460.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
La Crosse has spoken. Hi, Jerry here, and once again, you voted us the best barbecue and caterer. This year, you added ribs. I'm truly humbled by this honor. If you haven't tried our barbecue, I invite you to stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Find out why La Crosse County consistently votes us number one. Ribs, pulled pork, brisket, and chicken, and so much more. We also cater groups large and small. Big Boar Barbecue, Highway 16, West Salem.
It's Starkey Hearing Night tonight at Dell's Raceway Park. And you'll hear the roar of the late models, the UM8 Modified, and the buzz of the Bandits, iNext Legends, and the Super Cup car. Gates open at 3, racing at 6. Get your tickets online now at DellsRaceWayPark.com. Dell's Raceway Park, located 5 minutes from Wisconsin Dells, 2 miles west of I-90-94, exit 85 on Highway 12. It's great family fun every Saturday night at Dell's Raceway Park.
We made it through the first turn. Now back to the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and AM 1460.
Welcome back, race fans. It's the Midwest Race Report getting you set for another big Saturday night at the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway. Coming off a big Mid-American Stock Car Series race at the Tomas Sports Speedway last night. That's where the voice is just a little bit drenched.
You've been all over the place this week.
Man, Wisconsin International Raceway Tuesday, where all the stars were out. 39 Super Late Models were there to try to win $10,000 in that 250-lap race. Now, we kind of talked about it last week that I figured Bubba Pollard would win. Who did you say, Paul?
I went with Bush, I do believe.
Yep, and I went with Pollard.
Did you go with Majeski? Did you take Majeski, Paul?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Paul wins.
Well, yeah. One of the three, number one, Bubba Pollard was terrible, was just terrible. And it was, I saw an interesting note as we were driving up. He's won 9 times at tracks he's never raced at before.
Wow.
Didn't do it Tuesday.
Well, hasn't he been to Kokona before?
No. First time ever.
Oh, okay. Slinger he's been to. Okay.
First time ever. Seymour, Wisconsin's famous number 91, Ty Majeski, topped a Canadian and an Indiana guy to win the $10,000 race on a Tuesday at WIR in the winner's circle. Here's Ty.
Congratulations on two in a row here. What's your whole strategy for tonight? Did everything go perfect to plan?
Yeah, it really did. We kind of caught cautions at the right times. We had a game plan going into the race. We wanted to pit around next lap and then pit around next lap for the second time. And guys kind of followed our strategy a little bit. We were able to maintain track position, even short pitting early. And that was big. I didn't have to use much of the race car coming up through the field with a lot of guys in our strategy. So that was different from last year. Last year we had the same strategy, but we restarted like 20th on lap 70. So here we were in the top 10. And like I said, our strategy was just kept us out front all day. And I think that was the name of the game. It was tough to pass up there.
Talk about those restarts with Paul Schaefer. Those are pretty spirited restarts you had there.
Yeah, I mean, it's go time. It's 90 to go. We got our tires on. Everybody knows they're not coming back down. And the gloves come off, and that's what it's all about. Hopefully the fans enjoyed the show. You know, this just really thankful to drive these race cars. This thing was spot on tonight.
Just like I was asking Schaefer, I mean, obviously pit strategy at this is totally different because you don't have an automatic stop coming up, and
right,
you don't know when to come in. Talk about what you and Toby had talked about prior to the race, and maybe at that 155 mark.
Yeah, we have a smaller fuel cell, and so we only have an 18-gallon cell. So we can only go about 150 laps. So our strategy is a short pit around lap 60. That way we can stretch it, you know, within 30 to go if we need to. So that's kind of the way we play it, just because if we don't pit, if we make it a one-stop race, we got to take our tires around halfway. So, you know, that's obviously not what you want to do at all. So that's kind of the strategy we have to play with our smaller fuel cell. And the cautions fell right where we wanted them to tonight.
For you personally, when you get a win like this, how does that help you when you go back to the truck series next week?
Anytime you're in a race car, winning races, momentum, you know, a lot of racing is mental. And having confidence is huge, and I'm definitely gaining that in the truck as I run more races. I wish we had practice so we could tune on the thing. I think obviously we're all in the same boat, but with myself being a rookie, it'd be nice to have some practice. So, but race trucks are better. We're good at Kansas. Not the results to show for it, but I think there's good things on the horizon for us.
One more for me. You know, you and I talked several years ago getting into a race like this. Oh, wow, it's Bubba Pollard, it's Kyle Busch, it's Derek Cross. You guys are almost on the same playing level now, and so it doesn't really frazzle you.
No, I mean, I've been doing this for a long time now. You know, I just focus on our stuff, work with Toby to get these race cars as good as we can get them. I literally talk to Toby every single day on the phone. There's not a day whether I'm in Charlotte, we talk every single day. You know, it's much more than just a driver crew chief relationship, and I think that's what's special about him and I's relationship. You know, we're friends outside of racing, and we have a great relationship, and he listens to me and I listen to him. Sometimes I have good ideas, sometimes I don't, and same for him. So we go back and forth, and we continue to make these race cars better, and it shows.
Ty just running one of those races where everything went for him. I think the furthest back he had to start on a restart was 7th, and then came back and got the lead by 5 or 6 laps afterwards.
You know, and we're going to talk about the effect that Toby has on Justin Mondyke later in the show, but wow, Toby has done nothing but sent this kid's career sky high.
Labsevich, who is the NASCAR Canadian Tour champion, had a second-place finish, and he wasn't that happy.
Surprised by your run here tonight?
No, not really. I know we got a good group of guys here. We got the good equipment. We got everything that we need to run good. I struggle to put runs together lately, and I think we did everything right here tonight. Maintained our track position. It was really tough to pass, so that was big, and took the tires at the right time. Made a good adjustment. I don't know if it necessarily helped us, but it was a little bit better. And,
how quick was it for you to adapt to get to this track? Because this is the first time you've ever seen this track.
Well, we were here last Monday and tested, so I had probably 150 or so laps on the place. It's a tough little, well, it's not little, but tough joint. You know, it's bumpy. It's got character. It's got the try and throw more in it, whatever, the dog leg, and it's difficult. It's different. It's nothing like we have. Both ends of the corners are different, and it's something different. I'm glad I got the race here, though. It was a lot of fun.
What was it like running with the Midwest Tour guys? Pretty clean group of guys, wasn't it?
Yeah, I couldn't ask for a better race. I think there's one mark on the car, and we were door to door the whole race, so an awesome job. I had a lot of fun racing with Paul Schaefer there at the end. Kept the pressure on me, and we ran door to door for a lot, quite a bit, so that was fun. It's a really tough group of guys to race with, and I think we fared pretty well on our first start.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Nice job.
Wow. How many times do you find a person unhappy about second?
Well, and he wasn't even fazed by when I had asked him, you're running with five guys that are in NASCAR. It didn't even faze him because You don't get that much talent like that in Canada.
No, and you're the Canadian national champion, and obviously he expects more than second place. So
how many tracks does he run at, do you think, Paul, up in Canada? How many tracks are in NASCAR
run
affiliated?
The NASCAR Pinty Series, and I think there's like eight, nine, ten that are sanctioned that are in part of that series.
Yeah, well, it was impressive to us. He hung it out there after all those restarts and took second place. You know, someone that was really happy on a podium finish, and this guy is great. One of the things, he cut 4 inches of hair off before the race started.
Again?
Yeah, Paul Schaefer Jr. This guy is such a character from top to bottom, but you get him in a race car, and he is simply he's simply phenomenal. And the first question, well, you'll hear Kevin ask the first question.
Kevin's in this?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
And then we were doing a roundtable thing on the Friends straightaway.
Okay.
And I asked him flat out, what was it like to run with Majeski?
What's it feel like to get beat by a Canadian?
That's all right. Canadians aren't all that bad.
Hey, you got to talk about those restarts, man. I mean, every time you're out on the inside, outside of time, Majeski, what's going through your head?
Yeah, anytime I get the chance to be next to the 91 or anytime I get the chance to be up on the front row, I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to give her hell and see what happens. So
probably the best run you've ever had here at WIR, isn't it?
Yeah, we've run third 3 times. So, here we are again. We want to win. We want to finish second, but third's not all that bad.
What was the difference tonight compared to the other 2 times you ran third?
Everybody's getting faster. Everybody's getting better. This time, I think we were running all out for the whole race, where the last couple of times we were kind of saving, and this time it was just all out the whole time and trying to beat the 91.
Talk about your pit strategies.
Yeah, we knew coming into it we wanted to pit between like 60 and 90 to go. If we pitted between 60 and 90, we'd be good. We wouldn't get shuffled back too far, and everybody else probably had the same thought. It's tough to pit too early, you know what I mean? I did that once at Madison a couple of years ago, and I was the only one who stayed out, and that was rough. That was tough.
What was going through your mind when a bunch of the top cars came on lap 68 for that first pit stop, and you're still out there? Were you kind of hesitant about the decisions you're making, or it is what it is?
Yeah, it was all good. We got a 22-gallon cell. A couple of years ago, we went 215 laps out there, and, I was confident. I wanted to lead a couple laps, and we might have led one in there somewhere, so...
But, so, top to bottom, I mean, how do you rate your performance?
Awesome. It's awesome. This car is awesome. Can't wait to run it again. We're going to run it at Grundy. We're running it at Lacrosse. We're running it at the Dells. All the Midwest Tour shows, and it'll be fun. It'll put the fun back in racing, because last year I did not have fun. It was rough. So, like I say, this year, we'll see what happens. Grundy, I don't think the 16 will be there. I don't think the 91 will be there. And it's my home track. So, we're really good there. And on 10-inch tires, we're one of the best there. So, like I say, can't wait to try it.
So Paul Schaefer Jr., another podium finished, around at the top three. Austin Nason, defending ARCA Midwest Tour champ Casey Johnson, they round out the top five. Defending NASCAR Cup Series champ Kyle Busch finished sixth as he had a spirited battle with Johnson in the closing laps of the race, which was getting really interesting. Larry Deachin's Memorial winner Justin Mondyke rebounded from an earlier spin from Johnny to finish seventh. Red Bud 400 winner Carson Josefar finishing eighth. Former Dixieland 250 winner Dennis Prunty was ninth. Maxwell Schultz finished 10th. Prunty was a pile in a lot of this race as well, as was Dalton Zier, who was running around in the back of this thing for quite a while.
You know, you'd have thought he'd have done a lot better, especially as high as he was after winning last Saturday at the Dells.
Rich Bickle finished 126 laps down. He had problems all day, and I asked him, Rich, what do you think?
Rich Bickle talked to you just before you had a chance to go on the track. You thought you had a pretty good rocket ship tonight, pretty good starting position. Just wasn't your night.
Well, we didn't. Once qualifying, the front brakes locked up. And just, I don't know, man. It's one of them years that no matter what you do, it's all brand new parts, and broke the shock eye off again. And you know, we were running 7th, 6th, 7th, 8th there. You know, we were okay, but this car was really tight because it got dark out, and we could come in and, you know, make adjustments at the break and put tires on. I think we'd have been top five car pretty easily. I don't know. The race car guy isn't smiling on me lately.
Did you have a feeling the second time you came in that it was pretty much done from there? Because, I mean, right after that, you were just struggling.
Yeah, I knew that we're done. It's just, yeah, you know, it's not to go out there and tear up the car for no reason. Just, I finally said the hell with it and pulled it. Yeah.
So what else is on the schedule for 2020?
Dell's on the 15th, Bondi on the 22nd. If Madison opens the 29th. After that, you know, so after that, September and whatever, I don't know.
No Madison.
We're going to do some stuff, you know. This
Oktoberfest.
Oh, I worked on the Oktoberfest. You know. That's actually my first time I ever drove a late model. Oktoberfest, 1976. I was 15 years old. And my dad got there. I made about 4 races at Jefferson in a hobby stock. And all of a sudden, he goes, I'll be hungover tomorrow. He goes, you got to drive my car. That was like going to Daytona. I'm like, and it's like, oh, my God, there's no way in hell I'm going to drive a super late at lacrosse. And I actually ran pretty good. But that was my first experience in a
while. Brakes are important. When they lock up, you ain't going anywhere
fast.
Have
you ever done that, though? Have you ever qualified and your brakes just lock up like that?
I've not locked up like that, but I've had them, you know, where there was too much pressure on them. They've slowed me down, and you could see the crew actually brought me in one time because my rotors were glowing so bad. So it does happen.
Man, oh, man, oh, man. He's a character, though, because I could have sat there for another hour, sit down with him. He was like, come on, Dan, I got a spot in the back of the car. We'd sit down. I'm like, I got to go do some
we
more
We could
interviews.
Have him for an whole hour on this show, but Jesse would go nuts trying to bleep him.
Yeah, we will attempt to do that one of these shows. Is we're going to try to get him on for the entire program. So that's how your rundown went. Ty got the $10,000. Very impressive all the way through. All the talent that was out there and the way that race was run. Not a lot of major wrecks. You had some spins. I can't remember anybody getting toasted off the wrecker. Competition stops were happening, and I think the crowd was huge.
Oh yeah, I saw pictures of the crowd, and you know, it's, you know, obviously the richest race in Wisconsin all year, so you're going to draw the top dogs, Kyle Busch, Bubba Pollard, etc.
It's the $4,684 win to win.
Yes, and
just, you know, Uncle Sam's got to get a share.
Yes, Uncle Sam. And then, yeah, you know, this race is steeped in tradition, not as much as Oktoberfest or Short Track National Weekends, but it's just about as close. So it's definitely one of the big ones to circle.
And, yes, Ricky Brooks was there. And no, he was not teching. He was, quote-unquote, observing.
Okay.
Kyle Busch's protege, Sammy Smith, was also there as well, finished in the top 20. Rest of the program still coming up. We're going to talk to a lot of different people today. Justin Mondyke's coming to the program. Levon Vandergeese is coming to the program. Paul Reichert, well, unfortunately, he's here in the studio, so we have to put him on the program. A lot more getting ready to come up as we set your sail for La Crosse Speedway tonight, right here on the Midwest Race Report.
Hi, this is Todd Scholes, president of Toma Area Credit Union. Since 1939, TACU has been locally owned and operated. When you're a member of TACU, your deposit dollars are put to work right here in Toma, helping grow our local community. TACU relies on personal service, local decisions, and making a difference in our members' lives. We invite you to be a member of Toma Area Credit Union. If you haven't tried us before, now is the time. Stop in and become a member owner today. Federally insured by NCUA.
Making a difference every day.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Well, you've done it again. Hi, Jerry here. You voted us the number one barbecue and caterer for the 5th year in a row. This year you added ribs. Now, if you haven't tried our barbecue, let me personally invite you to try the best ribs, pulled pork, brisket, chicken, and so much more. Visit us on Highway 16 West Salem. Dine in or outside at one of our picnic tables. Drive through and carry out is always available. Big Boar Barbecue, a delicious mouthful.
It's Three Wide. Dan, Doc, and Paul, that is, on the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and AM 1460.
Welcome back once again, race fans. Kind of recapping WIR on today's program and also getting you ready for Lacrosse Speedway double features tonight. Radio man Dan Dyker, Paul the Penguin Reichert, and Billy Doc Downs joining us on the program. Had a chance to talk to a gentleman that qualified fastest at WIR. Done it a couple of times this year in that flashy green pickup truck, won the Milwaukee Mile last year. He's done some phenomenal things in that super late model. Remember, he took, I think, fourth or fifth in the Futures at Fest last year.
Yep.
That's going to be a name to watch as he comes back to Fest this year, and there's a lot more racing to do between now and then. And I had a chance to talk with Levon Vandergeest, and Kurt Keene kind of stopped by the announcer at State Park Speedway, where he's had a chance to announce a couple of Vandergeest races.
Levon Vandergeest, obviously not the finish you wanted today, but we're going to kind of back up a little bit to something I was asking you earlier tonight, is the way you ran out here, the impressive way you ran. You had never officially ran this racetrack before.
No, I haven't. Last year, we practiced here, and we were supposed to race here, but the race got rained out. So I was pretty bummed about that, and when I saw it on the schedule this year, I was really excited because we were pretty quick in practice here last year. So I knew that we would have a pretty quick truck coming into this race, but it was amazing in practice, qualifying, and in the feature. It was really good, too. I think we had the truck to win the race, but it just took a few laps to come in, and those last two cautions kind of hurt us. We didn't really have enough time to get back up to speed. But still a great win, great battle with Swan and the 11, you know. He got his first win, so overall I think it was a really great race.
Go back and talk about qualifying itself. Now, you didn't run here at all last year, but you ran practice laps. What kind of notes did you be able to take out of last year into tonight to get that quick time qualifier award?
I'd say that I kind of just remembered how to enter the corners. I didn't quite remember how to get through them, and I kind of picked that up after my first session. But the biggest thing that I remembered from last year that Chris Weinkauf taught me was to, you know, come down along the wall for qualifying. And I think that probably helped me set fast time today. So I'm really glad I remembered that.
Of course, those last two cautions, I mean, and it was kind of interesting to see how long it was taking your truck to actually kick in and let you run where you wanted to go. What were you thinking when that first caution came about?
The first one didn't bother me.
What'd you say, sir?
You know, there was, I think there was like four of them, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so the first one and two didn't really bother me too much. It kind of almost helped us out, get the pack all packed back together and stuff. But the last two, I was really had some good momentum, and I was starting to pass a lot of trucks, and I just really didn't think we needed those, because I think if I would have just stayed rolling around the outside, I probably could have made it to the front, maybe got around Swan. I don't know. Swan had a really fast truck, but I think we maybe could have got him. I don't know.
You know, back in the day, if somebody would have had to restart next to Swan, they would have thought, oh, no, this is James Swan. I think, James, obviously the respect you probably gained with James Swan over the years, it wasn't like that with you guys lining up side by side.
Yeah, we definitely have a lot of respect for each other. I've always, the whole time I've came up through trucks, this is my fourth year, and I've always raced him with respect. He's always raced me with respect, so that's just kind of how we always race. When I restarted, I wasn't going to run him up the track or anything, and he was faster, so I wasn't going to move him. It just wasn't my day, you know.
Talk about super late model racing. It was kind of a surprise here to a lot of people that about a month, 2 months ago, all of a sudden, Levon Vandergeest is going to hop into a super late model right in the beginning of a race season for everybody else. Talk about that.
Yeah, I hopped in the super late model for the first time at the very end of last year at the Futures race at Oktoberfest. And out of like a 30-car field, I finished fifth in the feature, so I was really happy with that. And my dad told me I could run the super late for five races this year, including the Futures race again. So I decided to take it to Plover and test my luck there. And the first time we went there, I set fast time and got third in the feature, and I was like, I could probably win one here. So we went there again, and I set fast time again and ended up picking out my first feature win. So that was really fun, and I'm looking forward to moving more into the super lates, hopefully full time maybe next year, and seeing what I can do against all the big guys like who are here today.
What would it mean to you to go out to Oktoberfest this year and win that Futures race? I mean, you amongst thousands of drivers have never won at Lacrosse, number one. Number two, have never won at Oktoberfest, and you're that close.
Yeah, it would be awesome. Finishing fifth last year, I think we got a really good base to go off of. And I think we have a good shot of maybe pulling off a win there. And if I can, that would be awesome. I've never won there in the truck or the super late, so any win there is obviously really cool at that historic of a track.
And finally, what does it mean to you personally to have Jason and Chris Weinkauf wrenching on this and devoting as much time as they have this year to you?
It means the world to me. They have tons of racing experience under their belt, and I wouldn't be anywhere close to where I am today without them. They teach me everything about the line to every track that I go to, like the racing line and, you know, how to run people on the track, how to get respect from everyone. And they're also really great. They picked up a ton of great ideas and stuff about setups over the years, and it's awesome to have them as the brains to doing all the setups and stuff for the truck, and have Chris as my crew chief. They do a great job.
You know, we were talking to your dad earlier, and Kurt Keene standing here as well, you can attest to this. Over and over and over, we announce our racetracks, and nowadays it's young kids, they get a lot of money, they don't even have to work on their cars. And Kurt, I'm sure you've heard this as much as I have. According to your dad, you are like the total reverse of sitting back and watching everybody else wrench on your cars. Talk about exactly what you do.
Yeah, when I want to race a super late, the thing is, like, I always am the one that picks the races that I want to race. So what I do is I ask the whole team, I'm like, can I race this day? And then if they say yes, I always make a deal with them. I get all the maintenance done on the car, all the work done on it before they even get in the shop. They do the scaling and the setups, and that's about it. I do everything else on the car and the truck. Truck, too, I do just about everything on. And I'm thankful for that because it makes me a better driver because I know how much work it takes to even put the truck out there, and it makes me want to win that much more.
Yeah, Dan, I pipe in on that. A couple weeks ago, we went up there, a fellow racer, Race Hayes, needed a drive shaft, and so I rode up there, and there was Levon working on the cars, getting the cars ready so he could go race in the truck. And, you know, one thing I like about the whole deal, like, you know, Jay's been a great friend of mine for years, that the Weinkauf's, you know, when we used to go up the Tomahawk, when Jay first started racing limited late models, how they ended up forming such a great bond of the team. And, you know, they're kind of sitting back because now this guy's taken over. And that's what's so proud. You know, Jay's stepped away from racing this year after winning a championship at State Park, where I announced. But how they've built this team and the knowledge that Levon's getting, you know, it's incredible that, you know, Levon's going to be now the guy, but those guys also are some pretty damn good race car drivers.
And that's awesome. That was something else I brought up to your dad, and Sean Knobloch and I were talking earlier. All right, so where's Chris and Jason parked out here tonight? And didn't even realize they're not even racing. They've kind of given this up to back you. That's really got to make you kind of stand back and go, damn.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, it's kind of a two-way thing, too. Like, they still do quite a few races. Like, we're still trying to get them to race and stuff, and a lot of times when Chris or Jason races, I do a ton of the work on their cars, too, to pay them back for all the time that they put into my truck. So it's kind of a two-way deal. You know, we help each other out. You know, one hand washes the other. So, yeah, it's awesome to have them just, you know, take days off of work and stuff to come out and make me fast. It's worked. We've been really fast a lot of the times in the truck, and it just feels great.
And that's what's awesome too, you know, Levon, you know, he's in high school and all that. Those guys work up at Gage Welding, and they get done with work, they jump in their truck, get back to the shop. I mean, they're up there all the time. I mean, Dan, sometime you might have to come for the Daytona party. I know you got your smokers and all that, but these are class act people, the Vander Geest Racing Team, and I'm so proud of Levon when he won his first super late model race at Golden Sand Speedway. I got to announce it, and known him since he was born. So, you know, Chris and Jay Ray's a good kid, and he's going to be one to watch. I said it tonight, watching, you know, Gabe and Luke and, you know, Derek Kraus, they moved up from the trucks. Yep. He's going to be just right there with them, and it might happen sooner than we thought. So,
final question, not going to try to get way ahead of yourself. What would you like to do in the future when it comes to racing?
Honestly, just wherever racing takes me. I know that we don't really have the funds to like make it into any kind of like NASCAR series or anything, but if I could ever get like the attention of like a big sponsor or something, or get a big ride, you know, as far as I can make it, that's as far as I'll go.
And Dan, you know this too, as a race announcer, if we have them for the next 25 years, we'll be really blessed because it helps us. And I think realistically, they know what's going to happen, you know, and if they're supporting their local racetrack, I'm okay with it because we'll have them for the next 25 years and we got job security. So you know what I'm saying, brother man, Dan. You're exactly right.
You know, the thing that impressed me about that, Dan, is they don't let him race unless he's in there getting his hands dirty with the rest of them, you know, doing all the work that everybody else does on that truck and that car. So, you know, kudos to Jay Vandergeest for making the kid learn not only how to build it, but to, you know, you two can knock it off over there. You're making me laugh.
I think it's just cool that Chris Wyckoff and Jason Wyckoff will put their careers on hold.
Just for Levon.
To help him out.
You know, we got one more interview to go here. Justin Mondyke, hottest driver in the Midwest right now. We're going to get him on the show and talk to him about everything that happened to him Tuesday and what's going on. You're listening to the Midwest Race Report on Hog Country 101.3 and AM 1460.
Your next adventure begins with a great rate from Toma Area Credit Union. Hi, this is Michaela, offering you rates as low as 3.49% annual percentage rate on all auto, RV, boat, ATV, and motorcycle loans. We make lending easy with our low rates, warranties, gap, and member payment protection. Keep your money local and drive home today with a pre-approval from TACU. Apply today at TACUonline.com. Rates vary based on credit score. TACU is federally insured by NCUA.
Making a difference.
It's Starkey Hearing Night tonight at Dell's Raceway Park. And you'll hear the roar of the late models, the UMA Modified, and the buzz of the Bandits, iNext Legends, and the Super Cup car. Gates open at 3, racing at 6. Get your tickets online now at DellsRaceWayPark.com. Dells Raceway Park, located 5 minutes from Wisconsin Dells, 2 miles west of I-90-94, exit 85 on Highway 12. It's great family fun every Saturday night at Dells Raceway Park.
Now back to the three amigos, Dan, Doc, and Paul on the Midwest Race Report.
Welcome back, race fans. Midwest Race Report here on Bonk Country 101.3 at 1460. That would be on the AM side. Also, the Magnum.media app, the TuneIn app.
Love the TuneIn app.
BonkCountry.com. And we are just a couple of ticks over about 9,000 on the show last week, which was outstanding.
I think this guy right here might push us that far.
Yeah, I'm going to tease this one on Facebook pretty good because if there's one guy in the Midwest that his name has just surfaced big time this year, there would be this gentleman here that has 9 wins under his belt at some several different racetracks. And we're going to talk to the number 44 of Justin Mondyke. Justin, how are you, pal?
I'm doing pretty good today. We're glad to be on the show, and we're excited to talk about our year with you guys thus far. It's been a heck of a year for us, that's for sure.
Last time I had a chance to talk with you and your mom and all the team was, I want to say, 2 Oktoberfests ago. We were doing the show live inside the exhibition hall, and you guys had a huge cake that you were giving out for the
That was for the Kowicki driver development.
Kowicki. Man, I had a bunch of that cake, and wherever you got it from, it was good eating, man.
Yeah, it was. It's tried to do as much as what we could for the Kowicki program. I think it's definitely helped gain us a lot of national notoriety. I feel like it's made us a better team because of it. I think we didn't have the outcome of what we thought we deserved in 2018, so we're definitely determined to prove ourselves, and I feel like this year we've finally got everything all clicking together.
A lot to talk about with Justin Mondyke this afternoon. First and foremost, I started the segment by saying that he has just been winning all over the place. Paul, you have the entire rundown of some of these spectacular tracks that he's been winning at. Well, your mic's
where's
right
his here.
Mic?
Let's here let's turn
Paul. Hello, everybody. Hello.
All right. Wake up.
Four wins this year at Wausau, including the Flip Morwin Memorial and the ARCA Midwest Tour race at the Larry Deegans Memorial on day 2. 2 wins at Golden Sands Speedway and 3 wins at Norway up in the UP, including the State Line Challenge. And, of course, he won the most recent race on the end of July, on July 31st. So not too shabby a year for you, Justin.
Yeah, it's been a heck of a year this year. We ran down in Speed Weeks in Florida and New Smyrna in February before the COVID deal, I guess we'll call it, hit. And tried some new stuff down there and felt it was pretty good. So we brought that back up here to our regular season program in Wisconsin here, and it's been just as good up here as what it was down there. So it's just we really got all of our cars clicking right now, and hopefully we can click off a few more wins this year.
Justin, coming off racing in Norway last night, let's go back to last week up at Wisconsin International Raceway for the Dixieland 250. A fantastic finish for you. Sevens were kind of wild for you on Tuesday. You finished seventh in the race. You finished seventh in the last chance. But if I would have started the conversation by saying Justin qualified 30th, people would say, wait a minute, how did he finish seventh? Qualifying was just not your bag that day.
Yeah, we qualifying's never been our strong suit. We always qualify really good at our tracks that we run the most at. I feel the most comfortable there. Just at some of the other ARCA tracks that we go to, we don't have a ton of laps there. Just getting setups to where they need. We always have really good long run speed. We just struggle a little bit with getting that, you know, blistering lap speed for one or two laps right away on mock runs and stuff like that. So we had our pressure set. I felt a little bit too low, and the car was just way too low on the racetrack, just bottoming out in 1 and 2 and 3 and 4, and the thing would just not come off the racetrack. And we didn't qualify like we thought we should have. We were like top 10 for the most part all day and all three practices. I felt like we had a really good piece. So it was definitely not very satisfying for us, but we had to go through the LCQ. We started like 14th or 15th, drove it up to 7th. I knew we'd have a really good car for the future, and I just knew I needed to save my tires as much as I could for the first, you know, half to three quarters of the race, and I felt like we'd be there at the end.
And, you know, something I've talked to a lot of drivers for, Schaefer Jr. was just amazed when we talked to him Tuesday night that he was starting right side-by-side with Ty Majeski through two different restarts and then some of the other folks that were on that racetrack. How starstruck did you get? I mean, did it ever dawn on you that you were like, yeah, there's Bubba Pollard, there's Kyle Busch, there's Ty Majeski, there's Derek Krause. I mean, you're running with five NASCAR guys. Did it just kind of dawn on you as like, wow, this is way cool?
Yeah, it's definitely really cool to run against some guys. We ran against some of those guys for the past few years. I really gained a lot of confidence this year in Speed Weeks. Like I said, there was a lot of big name drivers down there. Also, I'm getting the confidence in myself and our team that we can run with those guys. We don't get as starstruck anymore. We feel like we can beat those guys and run with them for sure. But yeah, it's definitely always cool to run against those guys. And I ran behind Kyle pretty much the whole race. Certain times of the race, I felt like our car was better than his. We were catching them, and there's parts of the race where he was better too. So it's definitely cool to run side by side with those guys and beat some of those guys. And it's definitely very humbling that our program is at that point now that we can run door to door with those guys.
And Billy Doc Niles, he has 9 wins this year. So I think other drivers are starting to get starstruck watching him enter these races.
Most definitely. We're talking with Midwest Tour star Justin Mondyke. And speaking of confidence, it's no shock here. You've got the Midwest wrench himself as your crew chief this year, Toby Noodleman. How did that conversation go that got you two together?
Toby and I have been together for a little over 4 years now, believe it or not. And not full-time crew chief like he has been this year. He's still really not our full-time crew chief. It's pretty much just my dad and I in the shop working on our cars. We have 3 Toby cars out of our stable. Toby's definitely there for help with setups and stuff like that and race day experiences and stuff like that. So he's been at pretty much 3/4 of our races this year. It's pretty much just the know-how of what to do in that moment that's really made the difference this year for us. And you just got to know the right people. You got to do the right things. And I feel like we're finally proving ourselves together that we can get it done.
Again, talking with Justin Mondyke, 9 wins under his belt this year. You know, as the race season starts to somewhat wind down here, I'm sure you've probably got about 5 or 6 races left on the calendar. And then, of course, Oktoberfest. Where do you see the biggest challenge lying for you here in the month of August heading into September?
Yeah, believe it or not, and we have almost 20 races left on our schedule this year. So we have a very intense schedule yet this year. We're going to try to run as many ARCA races as what we can. We have 4 Tundra races left at Wausau, Plover, Marshfield, and Kekana for the finale. The next 3 Tundra races, I feel like, are some of our best tracks that we run at. I think we have a shot at winning all 3. I definitely want that Tundra championship this year. At this moment, we're leading the State Park Speedway weekly points, and as well as Golden Sand Speedway weekly points. I'd like to wrap both of those up for championships. It'd be my first super late model championship, so I hope we can close on that. Like I said, I'd like to get the Tundra one as well and get some bigger wins under our belt. Like I've talked in previous interviews and stuff like that, it's good, you know, to win 1 race a year in a super late at a weekly track. But to take the step like we have to win at multiple tracks and multiple features And it's not just at weekly tracks. Like I said, we won a ARCA race, you know, at my home track, but we've shown, you know, really good speed. Like I said, you know, last week at the Dixieland, and we ran fourth at the Tundra Show at Jefferson. So pretty much anywhere we've gone this year, we've shown speed. And like I said, that's very exciting for our team.
You notice it was very unweird. I guess it was very strange. He didn't mention Oktoberfest. Yeah, we like to come lacrosse and win Oktoberfest.
Well, that too, like I said, that's between Slinger, Kakana, and lacrosse. Those three tracks are probably the ones that we struggle at the most. We tried Slinger a few weeks back. We had a lot. We had more speed than we ever have there, but not right. quite there. Kakana, we always struggle. I felt like we had really good speed there, so hopefully we're on the uptick this year. So we plan to be at Oktoberfest for all 4 days like we usually are. Started off with the Futures and then the 99 and then go to the big 200. So we're really excited about that. It's kind of like it used to be, I guess, the last race of the year, but then now after that, you know, Plover has races or Dells, so it's yep. kind of nice to be able to race after Oktoberfest as well.
Talking with Justin Mondyke, Billy Doc Niles, one of the things that impresses me is he's got one of the nicest wrap jobs in the state of Wisconsin, in the Midwest. It always sticks out, and he takes care of his sponsors.
Well, most definitely, and Justin, we got about 30 seconds here, so give a little bit of love to the sponsors taking care of Mondyke Racing for 2020.
For sure, I'll definitely need all 30 seconds here. I got to thank.
Go ahead, man.
I got to thank my mom and dad. I got to thank Ernest Henner for always doing my wraps and design, and also TD Graphics for doing layout and printing for that. My sponsors, I got to thank Ager Industries, Aqua Finance, IAC, Schaefer's Oil, A&A Lock Service, Bremen Merrill Ford, Woodland Court Elder Services, Truck Country Freightliner, Zelich Customs, M Bank, KB Body Shop, Dale Will, Kimmins Roofing and Ventilation, Merrill Dairy Queen, Sawmill Brewing Company, Penny Callahan, Gale and Cleaver, Matt and Kim, DC Motors, Gleason Bowling Center, Ecstasy Golf Course, The Dugout Bar, Z's Four Corners, Down to Earth Greenhouse, Guard Specialist, Jacob's Trucking, Tom Luce, Toby Carr, Left-Hander Chassis, PFC Brakes, and Integrity Sales and Auction.
Well, the only thing missing there is like a TV and a radio station.
Yeah, no kidding.
There you go, or like a Mountain Dew sponsorship or something like that, you know?
There we go. Justin Mondyke taking care of his sponsors all the way around. He is going to be at Wausau tonight as the Tundra Series will roll through there one more time, and we can't wait to see him come out at Oktoberfest. Justin, great to have you back on the program. Tell the family we said hi, and we can't wait to see the 44 roll through our neck of the woods here soon enough.
Yeah, we're definitely excited for the race tonight at Wausau, and like I said, we'll see you guys later in the year at Oktoberfest for sure.
Alrighty, Justin Mondyke, all right, cool. Folks, Justin. He's always got a smile, and make sure you go. That's a guy that you need to get his autograph if you're a youngster listening to the program, and he's at your local racetrack. When we come back, it's going to be the Riker Race Rewind right here on Bonk Country.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Hear that? That's the sound of breakfast. Jerry here, and breakfast is back at Big Boar Barbecue. Come join us Monday through Friday, serving breakfast from 5:30 to 11. Pancakes, waffles, biscuits, and gravy. And yes, eggs too, any way you want them. Choose from three different hashes made fresh to order. Pulled pork, brisket, or boudin. Yes, sir, breakfast is back at Big Boar Barbecue, and it's a mouthful.
It's Starkey Hearing Night tonight at Dells Raceway Park. And you'll hear the roar of the late models, the UM8 Modified, and the buzz of the Bandits, iNext Legends, and the Super Cup car. Gates open at 3, racing at 6. Get your tickets online now at DellsRaceWayPark.com. Dells Raceway Park, located 5 minutes from Wisconsin Dells, 2 miles west of I-90-94, exit 85 on Highway 12. It's great family fun every Saturday night at Dells Raceway Park.
Spanning the globe for news about short track racing, back to the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and AM 1460.
Welcome back, race fans. It's Radio Man Dan Dyker, Paul the Penguin Riker, Billy Knock Niles, the Midwest Race Report. Getting you ready for another big night at the Lacrosse Speedway tonight. We have Twin 20-lap late model features, Sportsman, Hobby Stocks, Street Stocks, Juniors, What's happening in the concession stand?
It's Buck Night, baby!
Oh, tell them about it.
It's every concession item is $1. That hot $1. $1. That hot dog, $1. That brat, $1. That box of popcorn, that bottle of soda, $1. That 16-ounce can of beer, $2. Get there early. This is going to be a good one tonight, folks.
Have you realized that over the past two or three races, I'm getting... The last double cheeseburger I had was when you and I were in the pits.
Yeah.
That was like three, four races ago.
You know, I'm going to be back up there tonight. And, Paul, when I say I want the hot dog and he wants a brat, get it right this time.
But I'm switching my diet to now like three brats and a couple of hot dogs because the Clemens products, I need to have a change. So I think we'll do the same thing tonight.
Yep, you got my hot dog 2 weeks ago and you bragged up so much. I'm going to have a couple of them bad boys
those
tonight.
Those things are huge.
But hey, Dan, you know what time it is?
You know what else is huge?
What is huge?
Well, not that rock on top of Tiny's shoulders over there.
Ah, and you know what he does with that rock? He scours the interwebs every week. North, south, east, and west, and even a few across the border. He looks for winners. He wants winners on his sheet. He's got winners on his sheet. It is time for the Reichert Race Rewind.
Thank you, Bill. We'll start with Tuesday night, the Iowa State Dirt Nights Modified Tour at Hancock County Speedway in Britt, Iowa. Joel Russ scored the win. The U.S. Modified Tour Series kicked off a big three-night show down at Mason City, Iowa, and Tanner Mullins was victorious Tuesday. Lucas Schotten was victorious on Wednesday night. USAC Sprints resumed their Indiana Sprint Week at Terre Haute on Wednesday. Justin Grant, the winner. Super Dirt Car Series at Bridgeport Speedway in Swedesboro, New York. Stuart Friesen taking some time off from the trucks scores the win.
Nice.
And the Dirt Car Super Nationals were at LaSalle, Illinois. Brian Shirley scored the win. Thursday, they had a special show at Dubuque, what would have been the Dubuque County Fair. Matt Ganson won the MCA Modified feature. Brock Heinrich won the Super Late Model feature at State Park Speedway. At Kokona, Bobby Kendall strikes again.
Nice.
Three in a row.
Attaboy, Bobby.
We were just talking to Justin Mondyke the segment before this, and he's been winning all over the place. Yeah. This guy, and his name was kicked around at Kokona. A lot of people thought he was going to win that WIR race Tuesday night.
Yeah. Bryson Bennett won the light model feature. All-Star Circuit of Champions on the other side of the state, Plymouth. Kyle Larson scored the win.
Shocked me. Hey, yes. What, no trivia here?
That'll be coming up here.
Okay.
Yeah, but the second race he had this week, did you see how bad he wrecked?
Yeah, I saw that, the flip he had, yeah.
And then he flips twice. The guy that hits somebody, cuts him off in one and two. He starts rolling. The other guy starts rolling. And Larson's one and almost climbed the fence.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Final night for the U.S. Modified Tour Series in Mason City, Iowa on Thursday. The big show went to Derek Ramirez. Friday, Golden Sands, round two of the Limited Light Model Triple Crown Series. And Quattro Quattro.
Hey.
Won twice. Quattro Quattro, Quattro Quattro. At Grundy, Scott Corner.
What was that again?
Quattro Quattro, Quattro Quattro. Scott Corner won the Super Late Model feature at Grundy and Mississippi Thunder. Corey Krapser won the USRA Modified feature. They had the K-Town Clash for the B-Mods, and Caden Carter scored the victory. At the Norway Speedway up in Dupia, Justin Mondyke, third win in five races up there. We just talked to him about that. Toma had the Tim Meyer Memorial. Dylan Sellner won the Sportsman feature. Eric Campbell, the Modified feature. And Alex Hartwig made it four in a row at Toma in the Bandos. All-Star Circuit of Champions 34 Raceway in West Burlington, Iowa. Kyle Larson won on his birthday.
Hey.
Yes, ARCA at Toledo, Ohio. It's first of two shows. Friday's race went to Sam Mayer from Franklin, Wisconsin. IRA Sprints up at Antigo. Billy Baylog, the winner. Mid-American Stock Cars finally got to race at Hawkeye Downs. Ron Vandermeer Jr., your reigning champion, scored the win. Southern Super Series at Five Flags Speedway down in Pensacola, Florida. And Bubba scored the victory.
Yeah, he did better there than he did Tuesday night.
Or the Wilder Late Models. They ran Friday night at Kokomo, Indiana. They had twin features to set the field for Saturday's show. Brandon Shepard and Jimmy Owens were the winners. Unfortunately, Saturday's show got rained out. Saturday at 1:41, Sean Kilgore won the IMCA Modified feature at Cedar Lake. Ashley Anderson won the NASCAR Modified feature. Josh Wallstrom, the USRA Late Model feature up at Deer Creek. Dustin Sorensen won the USRA Modified feature at the Dells. Round two of the Live for Five series, the round that should have been at Madison. And Dalton Zier scores the victory.
Did you see how that finished?
Yes,
yeah,
I did.
Ty Majeski got into him, and Ty doing the gentleman tap, and Dalton gets his spot back.
Yep. That incredible finish at La Crosse in the NASCAR late model feature, Jacob Gaddy steals one from Nick Murgic at the finish line.
What a pass. That was great.
At Rice Lake, the Wasilla late models were in action for the Duane Mader Memorial. That was supposed to be at Red Cedar, which, of course, is not racing at all this year. And here's a guy we've heard from in modifieds. Kevin Buzzy Adams won in the late models.
Nice.
And Michael Truscott, the Wasilla modified feature. Max Kaler won the NASCAR late model feature at Rockford. Sean O'Ronberna took the late model feature. Tyler Wilson, the IMCA modified feature. All-Star Circuit of Champions in Knoxville. Guess who won?
I'll take Kyle Larson for 100, Alex.
Yeah. Six in a row, record in the series.
Attaboy.
Cars Tour ran in Hickory, North Carolina, that throwback 276. Matt Craig won the Super Late Model feature. Bobby McCarty, the Late Model feature. Modifieds of Mayhem, Montgomery, Alabama. Kyle Purvis scored the victory. And then NASCAR ran the Modified Tours at Northwood Stock, New Hampshire. Doug Kobe scored the victory. Sunday at Dubuque, Tyler Bruning won the IMCA Late Model feature. Jeff Larson, the IMCA Modified feature. All-Star Circuit of Champions ran at Hoosett Speedway in Brandon, South Dakota. Not Kyle Larson.
No.
Corey Eliason, the winner.
Nice.
ARCA had to wait. They were supposed to run race two on Saturday. They had to wait until Sunday. Sam Mayer wins again.
Holy cow. Yes. He had a good week.
IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship Series over at Road America. Helio Castroneves and Ricky Taylor scored the victory.
Helio.
Helio. Yes.
And Rain dogged the USAC Sprints Indiana Sprint Week for much of the week. They ran the final race at Tri-State Speedway in Hopstad on Sunday. Kyle Cummings scored the victory. Chase Stockton is your Indiana Sprint Week champion. And that'll wrap it up for this edition of Records Race Rewind.
Got a lot of kudos to the Mississippi Thunder Speedway from last weekend, running that 12,000-win Casey Knutson Memorial Race, and they had a lot of cars, a lot of great times, a lot of tears. So
a lot of folks in the stands too, man. That was well attended.
Hats off.
Hats off to them. Hey, we got one segment left. When we come back, we'll get you all set up for the Dells Lacrosse and next week at Toma. You are listening to the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and AM 1460.
Hi, this is Amanda, your mortgage loan officer here at Toma Area Credit Union, telling you to make your home work for you. Use your home's equity to jumpstart your home improvement projects this summer. Apply today at TACU for a 12-month introductory rate of 1.99% annual percentage rate with no closing costs or fees. After 12 months, rates as low as 3.99% APR. Call 608-372-4736 for details about credit costs and terms. TACU is an equal housing opportunity lender.
Making the difference. Every day.
There's the white flag, just one more lap on the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and AM 1460.
Welcome back one more time, race fans. Midwest Race Report getting you ready for the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway tonight. It is one of my favorite nights. Why? Well, I eat before the races, but I like to watch people partake in Buck Night. All the concessions that fly by for $1, the beers going out for $2. And not only tonight, but next weekend, we have 2 20-lappers for the NASCAR late models.
Double features pretty much the rest of the way out. First, we got to thank our sponsors one more time. Big Boar Barbecue, TACU Credit Union, J&L Collectibles, NorthstarCustoms.com, FansArena.com, Midwest Racing Connection, and Dells Raceway Park. Speaking of Dells Raceway Park, tonight, late models, modifieds, bandits, legends, and the American Super Cup Series is in town. First green flag, 6 o'clock. Like Dan mentioned, lacrosse tonight, late model sportsmen, hobby stocks, street stocks, the high school classes, the juniors are in action tonight. Double late model features, plus it's Buck Night, 7:30, first green flag. Toma Sparta Speedway next Friday night, sportsmen, hobby stocks, Hornets, Six Shooters, and the Vintage Racing Series will make another appearance, 7:30 for the first green flag there.
Vintage Racing Series, can't wait to get those guys back around. They're hyping up for, I'm going to be doing the Bev Ashenbrenner Memorial Race up at State Park Speedway this year. And
Marshfield,
and I'll be doing the Vintage there. Then I get them again in Oktoberfest.
Nice. So,
6 times announcing those fantastic drivers this year.
Oh, yes. They're always a great show.
That's going to do it for the program. Again, check out the Midwest Race Connection. Matter of fact, yours truly was name-dropped in a column
in the latest Midwest Race Connection of a columnist that stopped at the Tacoma Sparta Speedway. So make sure you check that out.
All right. I'm going to check it out right now as soon as we get offline.
For Doc and Paul and that guy Jesse, our producer there, my name is Radio Man Dan Dyker. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you tonight. Buck Night.
Short track.
At the La Crosse Fairground Speedway. Until next week, thanks for joining us on Bog Country 101.3 and AM 1460.
There's the checkered flag. We made it to the finish line on the Midwest Race Report, brought to you by Big Boar Barbecue, Highway 16, West Salem, by FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier for Dan, Doc, and Paul, by Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells, and by TACU, Toma Area Credit Union, making a difference every day. Join us next week at this same time for the award-winning Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and AM 1460.